witching hour of the order. Is that just before Vespers? Oh, right after music. Pippa's giggling so hard she snorts through her nose like a horse. It is most unattractive, and I am just horrible enough to take great pleasure in this fact. Very clever. You're quite a wit, I say, trying to sound good-humoured when I feel surly and humiliated. Felicity holds the diary aloft in mock seriousness. I have been opened, my sisters. From now on, this shall be our sacred tome. Let us begin every meeting with a reading from this compelling, she glances my way, and absolutely true diary. This sends Pippa howling. I think that's a splendid idea. She slurs the word so that it comes out splendid. Wait a moment, that's mine, I say, reaching for the diary, but Felicity pockets it. I thought you said it came from the library, Anne says. Ha! Well done, Anne! Pippa smiles at her, and I'm already regretting the beginning of their friendship. My lie has stuck me here, without the book and a way to understand what's happening to me, what my visions may mean. But there's no getting hold of it without telling them the whole truth, and I'm not ready to do that. Not yet, until I understand it myself. Anne passes the bottle to me again, but I wave it away. Je ne voudrais pas le whisky, I slur in my terrible French English. We've got to help you with your French, Gemma, before Lafarge bumps you down in the ranks, Felicity says. How do you know so much about French? I ask, irritated. For your information, Miss Doyle, my mother happens to run a very famous salon in Paris. She gives salon the French pronunciation. All the best writers in Europe have been entertained by my mother. Your mother is French? I ask. My thoughts are a bit foggy from the whiskey. Everything makes me want to giggle. No, she's English, descended from the Yorks. She lives in Paris. Why would she live in Paris instead of here, where her husband would return after his duty to Her Majesty had been completed? Don't your parents live together? Felicity glares at me. My father is away at sea most of the time. My mother is a beautiful woman. Why shouldn't she have the companionship of friends in Paris? I don't know what I've said wrong. I start to apologize, but Pippa runs right over me. I wish my mother ran a salon, or did anything interesting. All she seems to do is drive me mad with her criticism. Pippa, mustn't slouch. You'll never get a husband that way. Pippa, we must keep up appearances at all times. Pippa, what you think of yourself isn't nearly as important as what others say of you. And there's her latest protégé, the clumsy, charmless Mr. Bumble. Who is Mr. Bumble? I ask. Pippa's paramour, Felicity says, drawing out the word. He is not my paramour, Pippa screeches. No, but he wants to be. Why else would he keep paying his visits? He must be 50 if he's a day. And very rich, or your mother wouldn't be throwing him at you. Mother lives for money, Pippa sighs. She doesn't like the way father gambles. She's afraid he's going to lose all our money. That's why she's so desperate to marry me off to a wealthy man. She'll probably find you someone with a club foot and 12 children, all older than you are, Felicity laughs. Pippa shudders. You should see some of the men she's paraded in front of me. One was 4 feet tall. You can't be serious, I say. Well, he might have been 5 feet. Pippa laughs, and it's contagious, sending us all into hysterical fits. Another time, she introduced me to a man who kept pinching my bottom when we were dancing. Can you imagine? Oh, lovely waltz, pinch, pinch. Shall we have some punch? Pinch, pinch. I was bruised for a week. Our shrieks are animal sounds, loose and rambunctious. It dies down to coughing and murmurs, and Pippa says, Anne, Gemma, you don't have to worry about such things as impossible mothers trying to control your every waking moment. How lucky you are. All the breath leaves my lungs. Felicity kicks Pippa hard in the shin. wasn't very nice, was it? Pippa makes a show of rubbing her leg.
Don't be so touchy,
Felicity says snidely. But when she catches my eyes, there's a hint of kindness there, and I understand she's done it for me, and I wonder for the first time if we really might be friends.
How revolting!
Anne's been flipping through the diary. She's got some sort of illustration in her hands, which she tosses away as if it might burn her.
What is it?
Pippa rushes over, her curiosity stronger than her pride. We lean in close. It's a drawing of a woman with grapes in her hair, coupling with a man in animal skins, a mask with horns adorning his head. The caption reads, "The Rites of Spring" by Sarah Rees Toom. We all gasp and call it disgusting while trying to get a better look.
Me thinks he's already sprung,
I say, giggling in a high voice I don't even recognize as my own.
What are they doing?
Anne asks, turning quickly away.
She's lying back and thinking of England,
Pippa shrieks, invoking the phrase that every English mother tells her daughter about carnal acts. We're not supposed to enjoy it. We're just supposed to put our mind on making babies for the future of the empire and please our husbands. For some reason, it's Kartik's face that swims inside my eyes. Those heavily fringed orbs of his coming closer, making my lips part. A strange warmth starts in my belly and seeps under every edge of me.
Anne, don't tell me you don't know what men and women do when they're together. Shall I show you?
Felicity slithers off the rock and drags herself along the ground with her hands, leaning in to Anne, who recoils, her back against the cave wall.
No, thank you,
she whispers. Felicity holds her gaze for a moment, then licks Anne's cheek in one long stroke. Horrified, Anne wipes at herself. Felicity only laughs and falls back against a low rock, stretching her arms over her head. Her full breasts strain at the bodice of her gown. She stares at a point beyond our heads.
I'm going to have many men.
She says this matter-of-factly, as if commenting on the weather, but she has to know she's being scandalous. Pippa doesn't know whether to gasp or giggle, so she does both.
Felicity! That's shocking!
Felicity smells blood. She's on the scent of our discomfort and won't let go.
I am. Hordes of men. Members of Parliament and stable boys. Moors and Irishmen. Disgraced dukes. Kings.
Pippa has her hands over her ears.
No! She screams. Don't tell me any more!
But she's laughing too. She loves Felicity's brazenness.